"You've got 5 minutes, Jane," he said. "I don't want to be late for Matt's fancy dress party." My brother Rob is never late. He loves his watch. He even wears it in the sea. "It's okay, I'm ready," I answered. "But I can't find my cape." "Try your cupboard," he said. "It might be there." Rob's room is perfect, and his things are always in the right place. Rob looked in the mirror and drew a red scar on his neck. His pirate costume was brilliant. He had a black beard and a parrot on his shoulder. 5 minutes, he said again, and went downstairs. My costume was good too. I was wearing a long blue dress, little boots and a big hat. I was a girl from the 19th century. But I needed my cape. My cupboard is very big and very dark. And it's got lots of clothes in it. Shoes, shorts, skirts, trousers. Sometimes, when I want to find things, I get into it. So I walked into it and, yes, the cape was there on the floor. I was getting it when I hit my head and a very strange thing happened. The back of the cupboard opened and suddenly I was walking along a street in a strange town. There weren't any cars, but there were horses and carriages. The women were wearing long dresses like mine, and the men had long coats and black hats. I looked in the shop windows. In a toy shop, there were teddy bears, marbles, and a beautiful doll's house. There weren't any toy cars or plastic spaceships or computer games. Then I stopped at a newsagent's. The date on the newspapers was the 4th of March, 1870.